Lost.
Running out of Band-Aids.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It appears the stock markets see right through the U.S. government's first aid kit for lenders. This plan to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, if necessary, has done very little to restore confidence in the American financial markets. Wall Street had losses yesterday. Today, stocks in Europe and Asia are getting hammered. Let's get the opinion of one investor who's been skeptical for some time. Jim Rogers is based in Singapore. Jim, what's wrong with this plan for Fannie and Freddie?
Well, this plan is adding huge amounts of debt to the American government's burden. And last weekend, we ran up $5 trillion, you know, the same amount of debt which it took 200 years to accumulate. The world knows that that's an unbelievable burden added to any government, especially the one which is already deeply in debt. It's bad for the economy, it's bad for interest rates, it's bad for inflation, and it's bad for the currency.
Well, as you say, $5 trillion in debt, that's what Fannie and Freddie control, about half the U.S. mortgage market. How in the world can we let them fail?
Well, it's better to let them fail now, if you ask me, than wait 2 or 3 years when it's going to be $10 trillion, or who knows how much else. Because if we keep doing this, the United States government, who's going to buy American government bonds? If you were a foreigner and you saw that the government added huge amounts of debt annually, would you continue to buy American government bonds? I mean, I wouldn't, and I'm an American.
All right, so if we don't backstop Fannie and Freddie, what do we do?
Well, my view would be we let them fail and they'll be reorganized in bankruptcy court. We've been having bankruptcies for a couple hundred years and for a few thousand years throughout the world. Let them go bankrupt. Let them be reorganized. We'd clean out the system. I hope we'd put a few people in jail from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and we could start over. I'd rather do that, as painful as it's going to be, than have to do it in 2, 3, 5, whatever number of years it's going to be.
What do you think it will take to restore the confidence of foreign investors?
Well, you've got to change the whole government structure of running up gigantic deficits in America. That's going to cause some very radical changes. You know, most countries throughout history, when they've gotten themselves into financial trouble, have never gotten themselves out unless they had a crisis or a semi-crisis. I'm afraid we're going to be just like every other country, and we're going to have our crisis or our semi-crisis, and then maybe we'll make some needed changes.
All right, Jim Rogers, CEO of Rogers Holding in Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Anytime.
Here are the numbers. In Japan, the Nikkei fell 2%. Hong Kong stocks dropped 4%. European shares are down 2.5% so far. The Dow is barely clinging to 11,000. It lost 0.5% yesterday, 45 points. The NASDAQ fell 26. The S&P 500 was down 11. The dollar hit a new low against the euro today, above $1.60. Banks will be handing in their latest profit reports this week. Merrill Lynch comes in on Thursday, I believe. Investors will have to look at these, even if they really don't want to. Amy Scott tells us what banks might do to turn things around.
Banks struggling to absorb subprime mortgage losses have several options. They can raise money from shareholders by selling stock. That's getting harder to do as bank shares tumble. They can also sell assets. Analysts say Merrill Lynch may unload some or all of its stakes in media company Bloomberg LP and asset manager BlackRock. Last week, Citigroup announced the sale of its German consumer banking unit. John Fisher with Fifth Third Asset Management expects to see other banks slim down too.
The list of financial institutions that need to raise capital is very, very long.
Analyst Dick Beauvais with Ladenburg Thalmann doesn't expect a big fire sale. He says if you don't count the loan losses, the banking industry is in pretty good health.
At some point, the loan losses will start to come down, and then the earnings will be explosive for these companies.
We're not there yet, Beauvais says. As big banks start reporting their second quarter earnings this week, he's expecting some dismal results. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Later this morning, General Motors will reveal its newest plan for the future. They're almost sure to include cutting several thousand salary jobs and trimming back even more on truck production. David Cole directs the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I think you'll see announcements that relate to this idea of being able to be nimble and flexible and adjust as the circumstances change. It's still a very tough thing for a large organization to deal with, but you have to give it a good shot, and I think we're going to hear about that.
GM investors want to hear something. Shares just hit a 50-year low.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com. And by Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat. Available now.
Here's the latest scheme for airlines to make money. Advertising. How novel. Starting today, Delta tickets printed online will have ads on them. Other airlines are planning to plaster their tickets with ads soon enough. Wanted, air traffic controllers in New York. So many are retiring, and the FAA is desperate to fill those jobs. It's turning to MySpace and Craigslist and other sites to get it done. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
It's not easy to tempt air traffic controllers to New York. The cost of living is high, and with millions of flights a year to guide, the job is stressful and complex. Laura Brown is a spokesperson for the FAA. She says the agency is casting as wide a net as possible for new recruits.
We're using every kind of advertising vehicle we can right now to reach out to young people.
She says there's no staffing crisis at New York's air traffic control towers. Barrett Burns begs to differ. He works at the JFK Tower and is a member of the Air Traffic Controllers Union.
We have gone from 37 controllers approximately a year to a year and a half ago, and right now we're down to 22 fully performance air traffic controllers.
He says there are plenty of young trainees, but he says it takes 3 to 5 years to become fully trained. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.